Attention, freelancers and solopreneurs. Freelancers and solopreneurs. You are tuning into The Remote CEO, a show that will help you scale your business, become the authority in your market, grow into a better leader, and create your remote empire. And now, your host, acclaimed business coach and entrepreneur, Deniero B.
What's going on, CEOs? Deniero B here with another episode of the Remote CEO Show. This is episode 355 or something. Don't quote me on that, but we are getting close to the 360th episode. We had an amazing guest last Saturday, Nir Eyal, national bestseller, two books, Hooked and Indistractable. You have to listen to the podcast. By the way, if you're listening to this show on Apple Podcast or on Stitcher or any other podcast app, please subscribe right now. If you're watching this on YouTube, subscribe and activate the little bell so you get notified every single time I release a new episode, which is every day. And let's get started. Today, we're gonna talk about mindset. We're gonna talk about why you need to fear being the smartest person in the room. Now, I struggle with this all the time. I struggle with this because I'm a coach, because I'm a CEO, and because I always like to, you know, be in a leadership position to help people, to coach people. But there's a huge difference between coaching someone and learning how to be a good leader and also being humble enough to understand that you need to always seek for people. You gotta seek people that are ahead of you in life, in your business, and in any other area in your life where you wanna get better, all right? And that's the main thing here. I know too many people that read books, they do courses online, and then all they do is just regurgitate that material when they speak to other people in social situations or in business situations. Now, that's awesome. Of course, you need to teach that material to understand it better. And I always tell my listeners and my coaching clients, hey, if you are in a social situation or a business situation, always try to explain what you've learned. So, you know, you start connecting the dots and understanding those concepts better. But at the same time, you always want to seek people that are ahead of you in business and in life, because that's the way that you're going to, first off, become more humble. And we talked about this. But second of all, that's when you're going to get the biggest insights in life. If you are part of a mastermind and you spend money to be part of a mastermind, how awful would it be if you go there and every single person knows exactly what you know or less? You don't want to be in that situation, right? Do you think your business and your life will get better and will grow if all you do is just spend time with people that know the same exact things that you know? Of course not. You know better than that. So at this moment, what I want you to do, if you're not driving, of course, I want you to reach out to someone that you know is 1 or 2 or 3 years ahead of you. Send them a message. Say, hey, do you mind if we chat? Do you want to grab a coffee? I know that a lot of places are still in lockdown, so maybe not a coffee, maybe a Zoom call. Do something like that. Start developing these relationships with people that are a bit ahead of you. Be humble enough to make them understand, hey, I'm still trying to figure this thing out, whatever this thing is. Once you do that, you'll see that you will get more knowledge, you will advance in life, and you will really create these new relationships with people that can help you grow so that then you can go back and be a better leader to the people that you are mentoring. All right, so I hope you enjoyed the short episode, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.